Hello, I'm Deborah Arnott from Bluefleet.
And I'm Claire Nielsen from Bluefleet.
How important is Made in Scotland to identify Scottish work, especially this time of year when everything's so international here in Edinburgh?
I think it's a great thing because there's so much going on and a lot of acts get lost in there's 3,600 or something like that. So it's a good platform for Scottish artists and hopefully it'll flourish and become bigger and more delegates will come because of it. So I think it's a wonderful opportunity.
What was it like working with the Proclaimers?
Oh, that was a fantastic experience for us. I mean, kind of approach it with a fair bit of trepidation, you know, just you're a very small fish in a very big pond kind of thing, and just really friendly, down to earth folks, and they made us feel really welcome. Yeah.
Played in venues that we would never have had the opportunity to, and it was a great learning experience for us to play those kind of sizes. I mean, those. I think the biggest was like 4,000 people in the conference set in Aberdeen.
Wow,
we learned a huge amount. It was great all round. Yeah.
Is this style of music becoming more popular, especially with one of the most high profile bands, Mumford & Sons, being big international acts?
You know, kind of folk music and Americana music in general, I think over the past decade or so, maybe a little bit even longer, that kind of music has started to kind of cross over more into the mainstream. A lot of artists do things like Celtic Connections, festivals like that. Yeah, just kind of raise the profile of that kind of music.
I read that you kind of cross genres between sort of bluegrass and ballad type music. Is it difficult to do that?
It just comes naturally. I mean, we just write songs kind of from our heart, really. You know what I mean? Whatever comes. But certainly, we're influenced by lots of different styles of music. So we try not to kind of pigeonhole ourselves as being a bluegrass band or a folk band. Or music should, you know, pass through into all and affect all different ages and genres and such. So that's really what we're trying to do. But it's not really intentional. It just kind of is naturally happening.
Cool. That's great. Well, thank you very much for speaking to the Edinburgh Reporter today.
Thank you, Justin. Cheers.